the three that are down on the main floor, you're just kind of picking places to kind of mill about strategically in front of the office door, maybe kind of looking onto a game or whatever. Some dueling is happening not too far away. You can kind of, one of you can maybe mill out over there. Now, for the
other
two.
Could we all simultaneously think about running over and beating the hell out of Suki? Like, very suspiciously, but going over to the other room to go kick his ass?
Actually, Jay, I like where you're going there, but
how
about this?
That would draw focus.
Yeah, but maybe we can divide his focus. Let's say we're all standing in different parts of the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And we simultaneously have those thoughts. That would divide. His attention three ways.
You think it would work to all think about a different person, maybe?
I think Suki's the one that will get Fortunato's attention is the thing.
Lucky Lady, can't remember her name.
Lady Luck. She's already boxing Nox.
Yeah, you can leave her fighting Nox.
Yeah. I'm putting money on her.
But, hits.
Yeah.
Alright, sorry, go on.
Alright, so you guys kind of disseminate a little bit more out into the room, kind of having like a secret, like little symbol that you're going to give each other to start doing your thing. Alright. Francis, Wumbo, since there's no guard there, you just simply turn your way and walk up there, like hopefully unnoticed. You haven't seen anyone that took any special interest to you. You just make it about 10 feet towards that area that you saw before. It just has a little opening in the side of the hallway where you can put the genetic material. You quickly scrunch out the pinky, place it in the thing, and a needle comes out, pokes it, and within just a couple seconds going by, the door leading from the hallway opens up. You quickly scamper your way up to the top of the stairwell where you knew was a normal, just a regular door on the top there. It does not seem to be locked. It seems like you've already made it past that part. Is there anything you want to do before you enter?
We should be careful for the dog thing.
Yeah, is there a way that we can maybe just sort of, I don't know, peek, I guess? Peek inside.
Can't you shapeshift into a dog?
What would that do?
I mean, that's a good question.
Really,
can I?
No, not that far.
Right, so I'm not shapeshifting into animals anytime soon, so calm your fetishes.
Oh, I'll ask people some dog on dog stuff. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's... I think we might need to cut
Come
that.
Come on, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I think you should slice that out.
No.
Yeah,
that's becoming a soundbite.
Yeah. No, I think we should not have that in the episode, maybe.
That's going on the soundboard.
But I did that one out. My brain definitely skipped a beat there. I was like, wait, what? Second I said it.
Couple.
Right, so.
Slowly open the door.
Excellent. Yeah, do it slowly. That's good.
That's all I took from what you guys suggested there. That's fine. because you were prepared for this. Excellent thinking ahead and remembering on this one. Because you do see the largest githound you have ever seen. All curled up on a plush bed with a massive scratching post, sound asleep. It wears a deep purple collar with something written on it encrusted in gems. Its ears twitch, orientating towards your entrance.
Oh, cute.
There's a single door that is across the room.
Okay,
it doesn't seem to be waking up yet.
So is this a hallway into the office, or is this the office with a dog?
This is another room, like a small antechamber, and then you figure that the office is in the other door past that. This is the Githound's room.
All right, Githound's room. Is. Brilliant. how are we doing this? We need to do. Wait.
We probably should have brought a steak up from the kitchen.
I'm thinking that. Do we have food on us? What was the gifts that you gave me? Hold on a second. Check.
If you want to get information about GitHounds or whatever, you can use lore.
All right, go for lore then in that case. I want to know more about GitHound before I get into this.
Okay. Sure. So it's going to be, wit in lore.
That's 5. So 5d6. Well, I didn't do particularly well. A couple of ones in there.
Well, but you got a 9. And you got some, actually, that might be like the perfect roll that you can get.
That's better than I thought, so, then.
Yeah, you didn't get close enough to figure out what's written on the thing or whatever, but you remember, for information, just trying to think of remembering like what are GitHounds are part. GitHounds are actually mostly insect, and they operate on the basis of pheromones in that they taste in the air. So if there was, you can confuse a GitHound by having some sort of like thing that can pump out a different scent.
So am I able to do that with my shapeshifting? Am I able to, I don't know, try and approximate some familiar pheromones? Given that I've met Suki, I know Suki. We have touched Suki. Do you think that I could try and approximate a Suki as I go past this GitHub in order
like
to?
Him or just look like him?
I mean, all I need to do is, I don't need to look too much like him, but try and concentrate it on the smells.
That's an like excellent question.
I mean, if you shapeshift a pheromone gland, exactly, wouldn't it make the pheromone? So
I am willing to go for this, but it's going to be hard to do.
All right.
It's going to be like a 13.
Because we might just have to kill this thing.
I think that might. Fair enough.
It is asleep.
Wow.
All right, so we could go for sneak as well.
Do you want to break its neck in its sleep?
You can also do that too.
We'll probably surely have advantage on killing a sleeping dog.
Do you have the bugs up here?
Alright, as you two are trying to figure out what the next steps are to get past the pet GitHound that's upstairs, the three of you that are downstairs are starting to get an intense pinging. Maybe that's Fortunato catching some surface thoughts of yours, or maybe he's realizing that maybe he can't feel you in the room. It's confusing. And he starts to frantically trying to pin down your locations. As you feel this kind of these mental, like, if you've ever touched an eel or like kind of the side of a fish where it's got that kind of fresh slime on it, you feel that kind of pressure scrape across your skull as he's seeking your exact presence amongst there. And you think pretty soon he's going to get it figured out.
Hold on, sorry.
Oh, I'm going to ask, what is it that you're going to attempt to do to try and get him either distracted or attack him back or whatever?
Could I remember when I was in a different section of the room looking at Fortunato and like think of that viewpoint? So, like, remember what it was to be looking at him when I was in a different part of the room from a different angle. So that if he does see in my mind, he sees me looking at him from, like, across the room from where I am.
Okay.
It's really fuck with him.
Sure. Yeah, now, he is very powerful unless you have specialties in mysticism, in sensitivity. He's going to be very tough to beat. So here's where I would say let's highlight one of the things the system can do is that you guys go for your first unity check. So you all work in concert to try and distract him. Tell me what you're doing and we'll roll all the dice and then I'll roll my dice and we'll see what we get.
So do you guys want to go for the thinking about murdering Suki thing, or the like different angles in the room thing?
Different angles in the room, all looking at him.
Yeah. I think different angles. Thinking about attacking Suki will get attention, but I think maybe way more than we want.
One of us think about like right the view from what would be from right behind Fortunato, just like right up on his ass.
I love this plan. This is really clever. I really really like it. So tell me what you think is going to be your best. Thanks for it. So because it sounds like to me, this is going to be maybe either a wits or mysticism with a sensitivity or theory. I would be okay with either of those because it's a neat idea because you're mentally trying to overcome it.
I mean, I've got 4 in mysticism, so I lean toward that.
Yeah,
because we're still using our own attributes for a unity challenge, right?
Correct. And you can use your own attributes in your own skills, right?
Oh, so we could be potentially using different skills as part of this check. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're just the highest that everyone has.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, then I'm in on mysticism and theory for sure. Maybe, I don't know, trying to throw out some different calculations of angles and stuff in my thoughts.
Okay.
I'm mysticism or theory or mysticism sensitivity. They're the same for me.
I'm terrible in all that. My best thing is probably taunt. Empathy.
No, but...
love taunt. That could be interesting. Like, how would you use taunt in this... in the part of this distraction?
Maybe if you were just out of his
line of
sight.
I was going to say, I could be just out of his line of sight. Like, oh, you can't see me. You can't find me. Like, yeah, that sort of... I can... Because if he can read my mind, so I can maybe, like... taunt his abilities, like, oh, he'll never catch me.
I love it.
Gingerbread man.
Yeah, you're totally, like, I love this idea, too, because you're totally just messing with him, mentally trying to roll into it. Alright, let's all go over to the die rolling part and roll all of the dice. Okay? Now, this is going to be a little bit different, and we'll talk about that once we get all the dice rolled.
So we're all rolling our individual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's 3 dice. Not bad. Is it 10?
Yeah.
So
10 here as well.
So I roll both for vigor and for punch and taunt. Or just taunt.
Yep.
Cool. I got 7 for all that one.
Where's your roll? Oh, that's D20.
Whoa!
Sorry. Yeah, too many. Numbers too big.
Look at all those 20s! Holy cats!
Yeah.
And a 19 as well.
Okay. Now, before I roll, I'm going to roll 8 dice. And I've got a bucket full of tension points right now. You guys are... on the attack, so you have to decide now, instead of spending saga points to keep dice, what you do is that you give me tension points.
To keep dice. And how many are you at right now?
I am going to roll right now.
Oh, I meant how many tension are you at right now?
Oh, I meant 4.
Okay.
So we've been, it's not as awesome.
We've got some room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one flop.
But check this out. Alright. So I'm not taking that one. Okay. 1, 2. Okay, so that's 12. I'm going to spend... Not a good roll for me.
Yeah.
I'm still going to spend 3.
Yeah, how many dice?
4. I'm going to spend 4. So, 12, 16, 22, 25.
Is that you adding? Are we adding up all our scores as well?
You can add. You automatically keep 2. Okay.
Yeah, we're adding each of our 2s together.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're doing?
Yep. And then if you want to keep more dice beyond that, you give me tension points.
10, 20,
So
we already have that beat though.
We had a 10.
And Carmen's 11. We had 31.
Okay.
Gerald.
Sweet.
Good. And we got rid of those tension points.
I don't get tension points, right? So it's something different because it's a unity type role. Way to go. You see Fortunato. If you could, like, what does it look like when a centillion has a panic attack? What does that look like? Like, his skin is rippling, it's changing different colors, it's not settling on a single form. As he seems to be darting his head, he's turning it up physically, his eyes are open now for the first time they've seen him. They've been closed this whole time as he's trying to seek about the room. As he's hearing these voices from across the room, you can't see me, where am I at? He is in dire distress and fully distracted from what is happening.
Do you want some amontillado? I have a casket.
All right, you two upstairs, what are you doing?
All right, so we are trying to sneak past a sleeping hound.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Where are we going to end up?
Unless you've got a better idea, Francis.
I mean, if you can mimic a scent gland, then go for it. If not, I'm probably going to have to put this
down.
Yeah,
so while sneaking, I am going to take the form of Suki to the best of my abilities.
Sure.
Trying to incorporate pheromones or scent into that disguise.
Okay, sounds good. So what I'm going to say, you have a couple different options here, I think. And you tell me what seems to be the most fair. Normally I like to use empathy.
To empathize
for
with
working with animals, but I am okay with lore. I can see that would work just fine. What do you think narratively makes sense for your character to work with here?
Probably empathy in that case, because I'm trying to get it to, if it does notice me, at the very least, not attack me. So I think trying to connect with it on an emotional level probably sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, well, let's go panache, because that's going to be part of like your kind of acting skill too, trying to morph into it. Morph empathy.
Right, so panache with empathy. Panache is good, I've got 3 on that. Empathy is also pretty decent, I've got 3 on that too, so 6. 66. Roll. Alright, we've got some pretty high numbers there. We got 3 5s, a couple of 4s, and a 3.
Wait, aren't you Mukwumba?
Yes.
You have 1 in empathy.
What?
Yeah, you go off the one side, not the all side.
Ah! Yep, that makes sense. So, in that case, it's only 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you.
Still a good number, though.
Yes, it is. Okay, thank Christ, because I just thought to myself, did I read that side when I told you I had 3 in rigging? But no, I read the right side when the correct side when I told you that, so it's all good, don't worry. I do have the rigging skill we need.
Alright, perfect. Do you have a saga point to spend?
Do I have a saga point to spend? I have 1 saga point left.
Okay, perfect. Great roll, but you need to beat a 13.
Great roll, but I need to beat... Okay, so what are you taking off of that D6 roll that I just...
Let me strike the last 2 numbers off.
You dropped the last 2 numbers off, right? So yeah. That's 4, 5, 5, and 4.
Yep.
Right. I mean, if I take the point, it is 14, so I do at least beat 13.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go for it. We're going to use my last saga point on trying to convince the dog that I'm his owner.
using your best thoughts of being Suki Duchesne, you try and create these pheromones, and you kind of flood the room as much as possible. You see the dog kind of whimper a little bit while it's sleeping, but it does end up just rolling on its back and just kind of moving its little kind of paws. You see huge mandible clackers come out from its open mouth just a little bit and clack before folding back in.
Alright, so
seems to be completely
either I didn't need to do that, or he felt comfortable with me. And I'm going to say that he felt comfortable with me because it makes me feel better about using that point.
Perfect.
I don't need you to tell me what the correct answer is.
You feel good about spending that point.
Excellent.
Both of you quickly make it over to the last door, which you hope is the last door. And it is. It opens up into a room that has an overly large desk made of imported off-planet wood facing the entrance door. Francis, you recognize this immediately from the vision that you had. The two of the walls are one-way glass overseeing the lounge behind it and the casino at eye level, about with Fortunato's flotilla that he's on. And you can see the panic in Fortunato's eyes from where you're standing. You're not quite sure what's going on out there, but it is freaking him out. Now, on the wall with the door that you just entered is a large bank of television screens that show every camera in the casino exhibit hall. Finally, there is a floor-to-ceiling oil painting of Lady Summer that graces the final, fourth and final last wall.
I'm going to guess it is behind the painting.
In classic fashion, using your just kind of innate sense for the dramatic, you go and check it out, and sure enough, the painting swings off to the side, face-to-face with a high-tech safe. The final guardian to what you need to get your hands on.
Oh, I use my saga point for the dog. I don't have a saga point for the safe.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, hang on. I can give you them.
Can you? You're not in the same area.
I can transfer saga points to an ally. It doesn't say area, but...
What do you need what do you need to open it?
I am going to say...
I've got two of them.
Yeah. No. What do you need to open the safe? Rigging, is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I have a saga point. I can just skill leech off of you and open
that's
it myself.
That's for jewels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you gave me jewels. Skill, damn it.
I am going to totally allow you to use that ability to hand over your saga points, Molly.
Oh, multiple? I can do more than one?
I believe so, yeah. Let me check your power. Your sheet here.
If I would gain it, transfer it to an mm-hmm. ally.
Because I feel that we just kind of started... recognizing and using our abilities and our advantages here, I am fine with transferring over the two that you have. Because yes. You knew so, what they were going up into it on their own. And you also knew that you probably didn't really need to keep any saga points for yourself at this point.
Yeah.
Well, so, very well retconned. Thank you.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, so do you want to tell her do you want to tell everyone else what that ability is? And do you want to tell it, how do you think that it works? Like, how did that happen?
It's called, it's leadership. If you would gain a saga point, transfer it to an ally. I think it happens by Molly being so extremely forward that any negative aggression or misfortune just falls directly onto her because she's very much been the face. So she's just so in everyone's face and so in everyone's business that it just falls under her naturally. So it lets the others get away with a bit more in the background.
I love that between you and, is it Guargo? Like, you both are just like punching bags for the universe. Like,
damn right.
All right, perfect. You are face to face with the safe. All right, going downstairs, you have fully confounded Fortunato. But that means then that in a panic, he is starting to hit buttons on his flotilla. And previously, there was only about like three guards in the whole room. And he notices that there's not a guard that was positioned in front of the office stairs. So, also, Nats has now entered the room with a total, like, bandaged and bloodied nose coming from the direction of the thing, the exhibit hall. He's staying there, and he kind of starts, like, kind of gathering some guards around and kind of start pointing towards the center, the office entrance, the hallway to go into the office. What do you three would like to do?
I'm going to scramble to get to the office stairs before them so I can back up and also see if I can make eye contact with Nox. And so I tilt my head, like, is this what we're going for here?
Gotcha. Okay, you scramble as quick as you can over to kind of the vicinity, kind of in between, be able to see Nox and be able to get to the office there. You're going to be able to easily get to the hallway first if that's really what you want to do. Not a problem there. But you see that Mr. Knox is, like, literally just, like, responding to Fortunato's request. When he sees you get into the eye line, he's, like, tries to do as silently as possible one of the, like, oh, like, what's going on?
Yeah. Molly's going to flick her snout, like, up past the lounge to where the office is. And kind of, I don't know how she'd let him know it was summer. I think she's gonna, like, sort of just tap her own lips and then kind of motion up there, like, there's shit going on up there in relation to the lady.
Okay. And Gorgo, what are you doing?
Gorgo? As I said, I was trying to distract this guy. At the moment, it's just carrying on with that. See what happens.
Okay, Kelix.
So I know in general earlier I mentioned trying to look at some of the decorations and things. So a little more specifically, are there any fountains, statuary, marble columns, that type of thing, particularly in the on the other side of the room toward the help desk, hotel entrance area, things like that?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're not really playing this game as like a PBTA style type of game, you know. But I also want to make sure that everyone's powers and abilities work, right? I never want to say no to anything if it doesn't make sense. On stuff like this,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't see there to be any reason that there can't be some sort of stone type of work that you're looking for specifically. Depending on what you want to get out of it, I may say no, but, like, what are you going for?
Sure. So my thought is that I use my mineral-born ability to identify what this statuary is or whatever, and then use my my wit and theory to locate a weak point that I've calculated that if I strike that in some fashion, that it will... not immediately, not right that second while I'm standing there, but it will throw off that balance, and then I can start walking away as it collapses behind me to draw everyone's attention to the other end of the room.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. I'm more than happy to do that, especially because you've got Mineral Born, right? Are you Iliad as well? Or Iliad?
Yes. Yeah.
And you're Iliad.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a very natural affinity with stone and stonework type stuff. So yes, let's, I did say that there was some sort of structures. Yeah, let's make it a fountain. I'm absolutely happy with that. We're going to go with a big sphere that has just like where just a little bit of water that comes out the top and then spreads over the top of it, with stuff called Jaden. And you can hit just the right pitch to it, you think? That you can have it crack and explode, or you can have it come off of the pedestal. But you'll have to make a check on it. The exploding is going to be tougher to do than cracking it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I want an explosion because that feels so immediate. I want something slow rolling, so to speak, like it coming off, so that I can set this in motion and start moving away while it goes the other way and draws everyone's attention that way. So yeah, let's go the rolling option.
Okay. So think about either a rigging check that would be like some sort of explosives, or you want to do like theory. You have to explain to me what you're using theory for.
I'm I'm thinking if theory is kind of a, this
sciences
general, like hard sciences, yep, sort of thing, my thought is that I use my theory and my mineral knowledge to identify a weak vein,
yep,
in, great, the like plinth that the orb is on, so that I can start a crack there, sort of like you know, when you cross cut a tree when you're chopping it down so it falls a certain way. I can identify that crack and start it so it will head that direction.
Yep. We spent a lot of time talking about this, but in game time,
yeah,
this is something that you like lightning quick put together. Give me a wits and theory. Okay. To get exactly what you want, it's going to be a 13.
Okay.
A 9 will get you something general.
Whew.
Oh.
So, by default, I've got a 7. If I keep the other 2, I get a 9, 11, 12, 13. I don't even think I have enough points to keep, to get 13. Yeah, I've got 2. So I guess I'm going to shoot for at least a general, yep, effect and blow a saga point so I can at least get 9 and get something.
Okay, you kind of dash over towards the fountain, and as sneakily as possible, which is actually works okay because the security's coming this direction, you're going this direction, as one of my kind of bags you out of the corner of their eyes, they're running by, you manage to take, with the side of your crystalline hand, you hit it in just the right spot, and you could create some sort of specific vibration that you can start to see part of the plinth part is starting to crumble as you start to back away from it. Guargo, you were just trying to pay attention to Fortunato. You see Fortunato is getting... he's gonna start to lower. The flotilla is going to start to lower down further, talking about, as you see... security, as now that you've made eye contact with Mr. Knox, Molly, he is now gonna just kind of like, instead of having all of them go towards the office, kind of like general slow down kind of motion is where we're at. All right, back into the office. Francis McWombo, Francis, you have easily found the safe behind the massive portrait of Lady Summers. What do you do?
I cannot open this. Perhaps you should open it. In the meantime, I'm going to rifle through his desk.
Perfect. You get to rifle through the desk, and everything seems to be fairly on the up and up. This is his kind of private office of his whole empire. But there's nothing obvious in there, like, I'm going to kill this person on this day, right? But it's just like kind of a general stuff, like, I need to contact this person, need to contact this person. And you do find, if we were doing this as a campaign, you would find information that he has specifically ordered something off planet to be delivered to a different planet from here. There was a lot of it, it's going to be very expensive. So you're like, well, this could be useful for later on. McWombo, you find yourself facing a state-of-the-art safe that does have an alphanumeric coding on it that if you knew what the password was, you could just type that in. Otherwise...
We do not know what the password is.
Otherwise, you're going to have to safe-crack it. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's state-of-the-art, you're going to need a 17.
Oh.
I've seen safes like this before. Never had a crack one before, but I've seen them.
If you cannot crack it here, can we just pull it out and take it with us?
How big is the safe?
It's not going to be a big one, but it is embedded in the wall.
Can we reduce the difficulty by trying to blow it open?
Did we have C4?
Well, that would have been nice if we didn't ask that question before we got the answer.
Oh,
DM explosives, yeah. If you want some sort of explosion, if someone in your room wants to do a prescience check of like 11, like, not, it's not unbelievable that you would have thought of it, because this is what prescience for, right? It's kind of like your preparation, like, oh, I would have seen it in the future or whatever, right?
Well, I'm thinking because, right, we can go loud.
That's 11 for prescience.
I'm guessing we can go loud and have a bit of an easier time with the safe, or we can try and keep it quiet and have a more difficult time with the safe.
I've got an 11 for a precision check regardless. Yep. What would you prefer it to be? We blow the damn thing open or we prescience and work out what the safe
is? As Francis pulls from his back pocket a like wall explosive device, kind of gives you a wink, he's like, came prepared.
What would you prefer? You want to blow it open?
Well, how much easier does blowing it open make it?
Well, kind of is like using an expert tool, so maybe like a +6 total. So it would help out quite a bit, but it is going to be like security's eye was going to go off.
Yeah, so go loud, let security chase us away with the loot or the booty, as it were, or do we try and keep it quiet and go for a difficult safe cracking roll?
Is there another way out of the office?
Through the windows. Like, you can jump through the window in directly into the lounge or into the gaming room from the second floor.
I don't think that's what he meant by another way out.
Safeway? No, just the door.
Well, I now have C4 in my hand for some reason. I do not know how I got it in here.
Don't worry, I found it for you.
What crevice?
All of them?
If this helps, how about this? Is that you can do the same check twice if you want to. It just gets harder the second time.
Okay, so do we want to start by safe cracking? See if we can. Yeah. I mean, I guess we're not going to lose anything by attempting a safe crack, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I have an idea if you do open it.
I mean, would you like to tell us your idea?
Well, I've got to say, if you can open it, I'll put the C4 inside the safe and set it up so next time it's opened, it blows its face off.
It's petty, but I like it.
It booby a trap, as we say. Has a certain je ne sais quoi.
Fair enough, big chap. Right, let's crack on with the cracking, I guess. What do you want me to roll for the safe cracking?
It's gonna be wits in rigging.
Wits and rigging. That's good. That gives me a nice high roll to start with, because I've got 4 in wit, 3 in rigging. That's gonna get me 7 dice to start with, and one of the saga points from
Molly.
Jay's character.
Yeah,
that's the one, Molly. Yeah.
Sifuri.
Right, so we'll start with a 7d6. There we go.
Oh.
That's a bad roll. Okay.
Oh my god. Very bad roll.
Now on the plus side, you got 2 saga points and a unity point.
You know what? I'm going to say no, I'm not going to use the saga point on that roll. Yeah. I'm going to say is, have we lost any time? Or can I have a second go at safe cracking? Like, what kind of time scale are we working on here for safe cracking?
I could use Dreamwalker, which is a unity point, and allow another player to reroll 4 dice.
Well, let's find out how many attempts I've got at this before I have to call it a day.
Well, the more you do, the harder it gets.
I switch back to those guys down on the floor. Like, every attempt, I get to go back down and cause more chaos down on the main floor.
Fair enough. Okay, so that's one attempt gone, I guess. So do your main floor activity and we'll try and decide what we're doing with next time.
Well, do you want to use your Dreamwalker ability or no? To reroll 4 of those dice.
How many unit points right do we have left?
I think three. Oh. I missed some use.
Well, because you used three to do the big thing. Right.
So if we use it, then we break up anyway, right?
No, if you go to zero unity points, that's okay in this world.
I mean, I could use it and you can reroll four if you want, and then use saga points to boost it up.
All right, okay, I mean, I guess we can try that before we go back to them. So, let's go for
the four. Will, I'm trying to remember. Wait, no, if you hit zero unity, you guys do break up after this, don't you?
That's what I thought, yeah. Right.
So you could successfully do it, but then you guys would break up after the heist. Well, I guess I shouldn't say successfully because I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we should just go down to the floor. How about that?
Oh, true.
Okay, for the three that are down on the main floor. Also, think of it too, Francis, you actually have a round that you can do something too. Because while he was working on the safe, you kind of scrambled through the desk. So we'll get back to it. We'll think about what we can do for next round. Okay, so here's how I envision it. Right now, Mr. Knotts is kind of have the guards kind of on standby. They are going towards the stairwell. Fortunato has noticed there's no one standing by the stairwell. But Gorgo has the ability to get his attention because he's saying he's the one that's doing the "you can't see me" and with the taunt. So he can affect that pretty easily. The other two... Well, I guess I shouldn't say that's what you're going to do, Gorgo, but what would you like to do to this round?
That's the plan. No. I'm very much in game to like distracting this guy playing the "oh, you can't find me" game.
Then give me a taunt to draw his attention towards you. If I succeed, then I will point people towards the stairwell immediately.
Yeah. It's going to be another 7 for, three or four for both of them.
Okay.
25.
Nice. And you get 2 saga points out of it. So you have a 10. Do you want to spend any saga points to make sure, or to try and make sure that goes through?
I mean, I've got quite a lot of saga points.
You'd only benefit if he rolls a 6 or a 7.
I was going to say, 5 is quite high. Then I've got quite a few, and I've got 4 or 5, so I want 2. Yeah, I've got a 6, so 9.
Wait, is saga points keeping those, or is it rerolling?
Keep extras.
Oh, sorry.
All right, then you can just keep 2.
Okay, so now I get a bunch of dice, right? But the problem is I only have 1 tension point right now. So you went to 20. Yeah, I can get to 15, but I can't do it.
I think that's a problem for us.
So Gorgo, you keep taunting, maddeningly so, for Fortunato. As he was starting to lower down, he starts to raise back up and starting to start heading towards the direction of where you were throwing your voice or the taunting. He starts heading towards that direction, trying to find the person who's trying to taunt him. Killix, Molly, what are you doing?
Molly is going to... Hang on a minute. What would trying to convince someone of a lie be? That would be panache, right?
Panache. If you're trying to lie, panache, charm. Or taunt.
If one of the guards is coming up towards the staircase, are any of them like coming directly up?
There's 1 or 2 that are vaguely heading towards that direction, but they're not like going in a straight line.
Be lining. Okay, Molly's probably just gonna post up like very near the entrance to the stairway, but not standing directly out in the open on it with her. Does she still have a rapier from the jewel or no?
No, you have to give that back.
Crap. Okay, no weapon then. Hell. Wait, we brought weapons in.
You guys snuck weapons in, actually. Yeah.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I have that? Whatever it was? Nice. Okay, so I am armed. Lovely. So Wally's just gonna kind of hang out there, just on the edge of the crowd, and the moment anyone comes, like, up into the staircase.
Okay. That'll probably happen next round, unless something happens this round.
Yeah.
Kellex, what are you doing?
I think I'm probably kind of looping around, trying to get back over there near Guargo while I'm waiting to see what happens to the fountain.
Okay. Next round. Yes. Perfect. As you back away. All right. Back upstairs. Francis McWomba.
Yes.
Are you going to try and open it again?
What do you think? We're running out of time here. Should I try hacking the safe again, or do you just want to blow it?
It would make a lot of noise, but
what do you think? Do we trust our crew outside to keep them busy?
I do not trust them to a butter toast.
Right.
But I guess we have no other choice but to try again, rather than make a loud noise.
Alright, once more. Once more with the hacking, and then if this one fails, we're just going to have to blow it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to break his desk.
Go for it.
Okay. You go about the task of destroying this very, very expensive, very well-made desk. Not a problem, though. You get to work on it, smashing it to pieces. Behind you, McWombo, you are...
Must make it look like a robbery.
Yeah, perfect. All right, McWombo, let's see those dice.
So I get 2 sixes, so that gives me 2 additional saga points.
No, ones give you the saga points. I get 2 tension points.
Oh, okay. I get 1 saga point because I rolled 1-1.
14.
Okay, what did you need to get? What did I
How
say?
How much did you need?
What did I need to get?
17.
Right, so I got 12 from those 2 sixes.
Got a saga point to make it up to 14. Do you have 2 more?
Yeah, if you've got 3 total to spend.
Yeah, I do. I've got 3 total to spend. If I spend all 3, I can do it.
Yeah, because you get one from last... Oh.
Do it.
Because that'll be an 18 roll.
Ooh, do it. With using every bit of skill and luck that you've accrued over the bit of the heist, you manage to put it together. As the lock comes together and spells out the name Snookums. That...
I refuse to believe that there was any luck involved in that.
Oh, good God.
It was all skill. As you think back to the collar about the Git Hound in the other room, you're like, that 100% said Snookums, didn't it? As you...
God, I can't believe this man is like head of a secret casino. His phone password is probably like the little X old people do in the passcode. His password is password and then his date of birth.
You got in, I see. Make sure you put the explosive in its placement.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Bringing the safety block when it opens up.
We don't really have to do that. That's just... you know that's but just petty, right?
I feel it in my core.
That'll affect my rabbit.
Like I said before, we fuck him or we kill him.
I'm not going to argue too much about this. Just going to let you do what you want to do.
What we'll do is during the wrap-up part of the scene, is that remind me that you rigged that, and we'll just do one last roll to see how it affects the storyline. Alright, you manage to finally, you hack into the safe, pops open, and boom, the golden MacGuffin of evidence, which is going to be in like a little transfer device that proves on record that Sookie Duchesne hired a mechanic to rig a dueling rapier to explode. So when the duelist went out to do his fight, it exploded and killed him instantly. So it is proof that he indeed did murder Lady Summer's lover, the guild duelist.
Are swords likely to explode in this universe? That seems like a really obvious thing to figure out.
They're like lightsabers.
My sword just exploded. How the fuck did that
happen? Sorry, I probably should have said these are lightning rapiers.
Right.
No, just a regular sword, you know.
Yeah.
As they do.
Shit, I swung my sword too fast.
Sonic boom!
Okay, so you've got it. All right, you grab it. You head out of the office. The Gidhound is still completely wrapped in the comfort of pheromones of his owner as she just kind of paws the air as you stride across and head down into the stairwell. As you get to the main floor, you hear a thunderous crack coming from the help desk area. In the large fountain that's, I'm gonna say, spans like, I don't know, 4 or 5 meters wide. Kellex, can you roll me a d6? Yep.
Just a single d6.
Okay.
There we go.
It starts rolling out the front door towards these guests that are coming into the place as screams starting to elicit from that direction.
Direction I wanted.
Fortunato is getting closer to tracking down where Gorbo is at, being taunted over to the other side of the room. Mr. Knotts is, like, he's going to have to make a call to sick his guards somewhere.
Okay. Can I, real quick, can Molly yell out and challenge Knox to one-on-one, like, stand at the bottom of the stairway, Knox, prove your worth. You're supposed to be the head of security here. Seems like you should be the one to stop me, yeah? I'm just trying to get him over here.
Yeah. Very publicly, but yeah, alright. Knox is...
I'm also going to be blocking the stairway, so...
We need to get down the stairway.
We I know.
Alright, so you're having Mr. Knox come over towards the stairway, or...?
I'm trying to get Knox specifically to, like, come and fight me himself, because I want him close enough that I can whisper to him without... Yeah. Alerting every other guard, and because his big ass won't let the other guards come jump me. He's a large lad.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm fine with that. Let's say you meet him like halfway, right? Striding out. As you see him, as he's closer.
Yeah, I see like 2 stairs above him, so where I'm like
he does the whole like stretching, getting ready as he starts stalking towards you. And he starts to raise his fist as he gets close to you. What are the rest of you doing while this is starting to happen?
I've done my job.
Well, I hoped we could run out the front door while the big orb was rolling the other way. But it seems to be rolling into our path. So... Now I'm not sure.
I mean...
I would just follow it out.
Okay, just pretend it's or treat it like it's clearing a path for us. Just follow it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what the rest of you do?
Quite right. Yeah.
Yeah. No more sacrifice, Trash Panda.
Oh, I ain't done yet.
Yeah, she seems to be having fun. Let her do her thing. We'll just
She's got the whole lady luck thing on her side still.
I do need to call her up later.
Yeah, she's pretty great. All right, you get over. You see, Mr. Nassau, the rest of you are just trying to, like, blend in with the rest of you. Like, hey, no! Oh, boy, we got him! Oh, no, let's run away! Nats gets about right here and is about to throw the punch, and he's got this kind of look, like with an eyebrow raised. What do you want to say to him before he swings?
The job is done. The lady is pleased. We're on our way to go meet her. I think you'd like that opportunity. Also, Suki is pretty fucked. So, you might want to hedge your bets with the dear madame. Come on,
okay.
Let's go!
He is going to swing. He's going to try and pull his punch the best that he can. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Well, they'll try and dodge perhaps a little bit too, but we'll see.
The best that he can.
Not very well, apparently. I guess he's not used to it.
I'm not going to spend attention points to keep him. Since he is trying to pull his punch. it'd be vigor dueling.
Vigor what? Vigor dueling. Okay, so 6 dice.
So right now,
not great.
You're taking 5 points of health damage unless you spend saga points to keep more dice.
I don't have any. I gave him the cap.
You've got a good bit of health, right? Oh, you've already taken. No, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
I've got 8 health.
Okay.
So yeah. I can afford to take the hit.
As the air gets driven out of your lungs, as Knots, Mr. Knots, hits you square in the solar plexus, he goes like, "Stay down. Run."
Yeah. Well, he's got his tongue lolled out dramatically.
Run when you can. And then he turns and he goes like, "To the office! Protect Mr. Knot, or protect Suki Deshane. Seal off this part." Like, he waits until you get near the exit of the game room before he says, like, "Stop everyone from leaving the game room." Because he knows it's going to keep his guards totally busy trying to get everyone together. As the rest of you manage to follow this completely... that also, like, any people that were trying to come in or bodyguards or whatever are just getting bowled out of the way as it clears the path as you easily sneak out into the night and back to your meeting place to meet... for a drop-off for Lady Summer. And you... this part, congratulations. You guys did a successful heist, caused excellent amount of chaos, used a lot of different abilities.
Did Suki get hit by the safe blow-up?
So here is the epilogue. Lady Summer is ecstatic to receive the incriminating information. She pays the coterie in full and thanks them for your work. Once the information is leaked to the right people, Suki is quickly and quietly removed from position. Whether he was internally removed or imprisoned, it isn't quite clear. Instead of the normal power vacuum, it comes as a surprise, the transference of leadership is peaceful. And there is a... Before I go any further, this is where I need the rigging roll. So wits... rigging roll from Francis.
Oh. Wits and rigging. Does this count as a duel at this point?
You are trying to hurt someone. But I don't know what that counts.
Because that would be 66.
What are you trying to make it?
What do you think? I was going to try and use that duel ability of caps. Just to get the 3 rigging.
For it.
I thought Suki was going to open it, to be honest.
Like, sure.
Yeah?
I mean, if it's not Suki getting hit by it, don't you want the score to be lower?
very
I don't know who's opening it.
I
thought he was
going
to run in and check. Right. You know. I thought that would be what would happen. Yeah, he runs into his office, freaks
comes
out.
Comes open, and...
checks his safe and gets his ass blown through his elbows.
A picture comes over the hollow feeds. It's a picture of Mr. Knots sitting in Suki's office, which seems to be under some sort of renovation.
Uh-oh.
he sits front and center. In the background is what you would normally expect to see a smiling Lady Summer, but instead is a bandaged figure wearing a cloak low over its face with a burnt and scorched hand on Mr. Knott's shoulders. The group receives a crate with air holes in it later in the day. The note simply says,
"I'm not opening that.
Please take care of Snookums, as the new master of the house is allergic to githounds."
At best, that dog is dead. And at worst, that is anthrax.
Lady
Summer. So who actually got hit with it?
Summer.
It was...
Hey, it's appropriate, yeah. Summer, because
it's the same image from your little prescient vision, right?
Yeah. Just
bandaged and everything instead.
Different desk as well.
Oh, what dang, good point. Forgot about the desk.
Yeah. It's a totally different, like... I mean, it's under construction.
I imagine a new paint job in the room as well.
What the letter was going to say is that you may consider House Duchesne an ally, but instead I think it has to say you must consider House Duchesne
an enemy.
What's the opposite of an ally? An enemy. After leaving that surprise.
Yeah.
But how did they know it was to us? Do it?
Well,
yeah, but how do they know that we put the bomb there?
No, it was another group that broke into the city right after us, I promise.
If you can tell me how they can definitely 100% say it was
come on,
you
have to be an idiot not to think it was us.
There's a lot of chaos. It could have been anybody.
With Suki being an ass.
Well, congratulations, everyone. You had a successful heist.